if you have your Bibles, and we're going to go to the book of Job. All right, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned, and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made and hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he have on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth now thy hand, and touch all that he have, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he have is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The title of the message, Don't Lose Your Worship. Don't lose your worship. You may be seated. We talking about one of the oldest books. They say it may be the first book that was written in the Bible. It was ancient book. It was one of the oldest books in the Bible. Job. His name means persecuted or hated upon. He was the patriarch. He was famous for his patience and his great faith that he had in God. He was truly a devoted worshiper. He shunned the very appearance of evil. He didn't even think about being evil or wrongdoing to anybody and to his God. He was perfect. I mean, he was flawless. He was complete. He was mature in the things of God. He was upright. He was righteous. He was just. He feared God reverently. He respected God. People nowadays don't have no regard for God. They don't have no regard for man, let alone God, or for themselves. But he reverently feared the Lord. He always turned away from evil, or he avoided evil, or he declined. If somebody come with on to him about something, doing something wrong, he declined it. He had just that much respect for God. And Satan here, not in, that's the arch enemy, the accuser, the adversary. We have plenty of those. He goes to God, so he wants to have, he goes with the sons of God, which are the angels. They presented themselves to God. So he goes up there right along with them. That's just like flesh with you. What we do, we go present ourselves like we holy. We raising up our hands. We sing in the choir. We playing instruments. We may be an elder, a pastor, a member, a foe, an enemy. we're going up there before God, like we got it really going on. God knows the intents of our hearts. But he go in there and he goes to God and say, God asked him first, where you come from? You know, he didn't ask the angels where they come from. Uh-huh. And he said, I call them from going in the earth, walking to and fro throughout the land. Uh-huh. And he said, I want to do some damage to your servant. God said, have you considered him? He put him on display. Sometimes we put on display. We prove ourselves our love for God. See, people try to destroy you when God elevates you and do things for you and while you praising and worshiping God and people just hate you or they got that jealousy thing going on and they try to bring you down. He said, but you got the hedge protection all around him. Not only him, but around his land, his possessions, his property, his houses, his kids. You got everything around him. If you take it down, I bet you he'll curse you to your face. He said, you go right ahead. I'm going to take my hand off of him. Don't you dare touch him. Job was very prosperous. He was a man of substance. He was a man of wisdom, much wisdom. Yeah. And he had such great faith in the Lord. You know, we lose some things in our lives and we just go bananas. You know, we lose some things. But you know, he had 7 sons, 3 daughters, a wife. They don't name her, but she's a wife. Someone he married and had kids by. And what I really loved about Job, he sanctified his children every day. He said perhaps they had did some type of sin. He offered sacrifices. He prayed unto God. You know, he asked for forgiveness and let them repent of what they'd done because they was always eating and drinking. They were partying. They had a house party. Like that movie, House Party 1, 2, and 3. I don't know, they made a 4. Every day, they was over there. And the sons, the brothers, come on, sisters, come on over. But he sanctified it before they left out. He placed a covering over his kids. He was teaching his kids to live their life according to the word of God. Job was living right. He was talking right. He was walking right. In spite of all he had to go through. So that God took his hand off of everything of his. And then he couldn't get him to curse God. He did not turn his back on God. Job was like, hey, that's just materialistic stuff. God bless me with that. You know, they're not my God. God can bless me again. He said, put forth now thy hand and touch all that he have, and he would curse you to his face. So he did. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking again in the elder's brother's house. And then here come a messenger talking to Job. Messenger says, number one, he said, the oxen was plowing and the asses was beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them all away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I am the only one that escaped to tell you. And then yet, while he was speaking, there come another one. That the fire of God is falling. That's lightning. Thunder fell from heaven and burnt up the sheep and his servants and consumed them. And I am the only one that got away. And while he was yet speaking, another one came. And he said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said that sons and that daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are all dead. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And I love what the next two verses are going to say, what Job did. Job arose, because he must have been sitting down with all that bad news going on. Back to back to back to back. He didn't freak out. He didn't cry. Yet he may mourn. He may grieve in his heart. He got up and he tore his mantle, his robe. Got out of shame and shaved his head. That was a sign of mourning. And he fell down on the ground. He lay prostrate. And he worshiped. He worshiped God. He said, Lord, I love you. I adore you. I know all these things are happening, but I still love you, Lord. I honor you. I'm going to give you some glory. I'm going to magnify your name. I'm going to lift your name up on high. I'm saying hallelujah to you, God. Because you are the only God that I love. You're the only God that I would serve. How many of us can do that when you're going through hard times? We want to buck down and cry. Ooh! Yeah, it may be hard. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm not making light of any situation. Because it hurts. When one of your loved ones leave this earth and they pass on. Yeah, it hurts. It grieves your heart. You think we can't make it sometimes, but we can make it. All right. We are making it. Amen. He lost all his kids. He lost all his property, all his animals. He lost everything, even his servants. Lost them all. But what did he do? He threw up his hands and worshiped. He bowed himself down before the Lord and said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin. He did not say, nor charge God foolishness. Sometimes we want to blame God when we're going through stuff. We'll blame each other. Why? Only thing Job ever did was he cursed the day he was born. Why y'all let me out the womb? Why you didn't abort me? You know, because when you're suffering, your mind just go crazy. You don't know what to think. But he got himself together. He praised God, like when my car was stolen. They were taken from the front of my house. And I'm up there asking Denise. I said, Denise, where your car at? She said, it's in the driveway. I was ignoring that. I was like, what? I said, they got me. They got my car. I just dropped the engine in there for what, paid $2,200. I had a new battery, I just knew alternator, new lights. I had everything new. New tires, new everything. And I said to myself, wait a minute, y'all. If Denise was wanting to take me to the police station, I said, "Perfect." I said, "Just wait a minute. Let me get some time to myself." I went upstairs in my bedroom, and I laid right before the Lord. And I asked him one thing. They got the car, but just don't let them tear it up. Let them drive it. I don't care no more. You know, it hurt my heart. Yeah, sure. But that's materialistic stuff. I was rejoicing in the Lord so much. True story, we went to the police station. They didn't even believe me, my car was stolen. They said, "How you coming here smiling and stuff?" I said, "But it is. It's just stolen. They did take my car. I had my leather jacket back there too." I said, "They did." They just come on, they called everybody up to the front. I said, "But they did take my car." I said, "What I'm gonna do now? What I'm supposed to do?" And see, that's what Job did. He worshiped God. Amen. Amen. When you're going through, you worship him. Yeah. All this stuff just happened to him. But he never, never, ever blamed God. Get your razor out. Shave your head. Tear your mantle. And I thought about the, what he was shaving his head. I said, what he was doing, he was actually cutting out that stinking thinking, as Pastor Gardner always talking about. That stinking, you know, your mind goes. It's nowhere near on the Lord when you're going through. So he was cutting all of that out of his mind. He was circumcising, cutting it away. Letting go of all of that stuff. He ripped his clothes, he ripped it, tore it. He shedded all that excess weight of negativity, of sin. That I'm getting myself up, I'm preparing myself, I'm getting myself ready for it, to talk to the Lord. He adored him, he honored him, he glorified him. But he never turned his back away. And then the next chapter, chapter 2, you know, here comes Satan again. And the Lord asked him, "Where are you coming from?" He said, "I'm going through, walking through the earth, seeing who I can destroy." That's what the accuser do. He wants to see how he can get you in trouble. And I heard so many stories of people on their jobs and they jealous of their positions and stuff, and they go telling lies on them, and then and the employer and fire them. Because they're listening to them without checking out the facts. But praise your way through it. Don't turn your back on God. Then his wife. Oh, he said, no, Satan. I'm moving too fast. Satan said, "You know what? Skin for skin, I'm going to touch his body if you allow me to." And he had boils, sores from the bottom of his feet all the way up to the top of his head. And what he do? You pray to God. He just picked up some pottery, started scraping them boards, and he started singing unto the Lord. And he was praising. He was worshiping God. "I may be in pain, but I'm going to worship you. I may be hurting, but I'm going to worship you. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to love on you, Lord. I'm going to honor you today. Because it is all about you. Because you created me to please you, to praise you, to lift your holy name up." He just scraped everything away. And I know one boil hurts us. We are like, we dying with one boil. And then here comes his wife. "Man, you still holding on to your integrity? Look what's happened to you. All our 10 kids done died. We ain't got no animals. We ain't got no properties. We ain't got no houses or land. And look at you. You looking all sickly. You ain't my husband no more." And Job said, "You sound like one of those foolish women. Quit talking to me. Shut your mouth up. If nobody's not here to encourage you, to draw strength from you, don't say, pardon me, you sound like a foolish person. Leave me alone, because me and my God, it's between me and my God right now.
Yes, hallelujah.
He held on to his integrity. She said, why don't you curse God and die? Look, God's, when my good time, God's going to be good in my bad time. And see, that's what mentality we have to have. That was my dad taught us. He said, God is good. When everything is going good, God is good. When everything is going bad,
right.
He's still God. You know why sometimes our enemy just can't stand us? I mean, that somebody, that one person, and maybe a group of people, but you still praise God. You still worship Him. You still give Him some honor. You know, loss of anything could be painful. It could be hurtful. It could be devastating. But we are survivors. We are more than conquerors. Through the Word of God. Through our Lord and Savior. You're not going to be the first one to lose something. And you're not going to be the last to lose anything. Yes, everything turned upside down for Job. Job moved from having it all to losing it all. When Job received that bad news, he didn't have a pity party. He didn't look like his face was sucking on lemons. He kept it moving. He didn't question God. Then his friends gonna come. They're going to sit with him for a whole week. Didn't say nothing. They should have stayed that way. People talk too much. When you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. I don't want to hear it. If you're not praying with me and for me, be quiet. Just be quiet. I don't want to hear all that yang yang. Just like Job did. Just be quiet. If Job lost everything,
yes,
and he still worshiped God, what's our excuse? We go, Pastor, this and that, this and that, this and that. Get down there and worship God. You lose your job, worship God. You lose your car to repossession, worship God. If you lose your spouse in divorce, worship God. You lose all your money, worship God. Your health may be failing, worship God. You may lose some friends, but you still worship God. We may lose our loved ones and friends in death, but you still worship God. We lose a lot in this lifetime, but we must, on a continuous basis, worship God. Get your razor out. Shave your head. Tear your mantle. Fall down, fall straight before the Lord, and give God some worship. And that's exactly what Job did after hearing all of that was going on. He strengthened himself. He established himself. He got himself together. And he prepared himself to adore God. How is it possible to lose all that in one day? And he still kept his worship. He didn't lose it. He put everything in proper order and perspective. He said, I'm going to give God some glory first. God come first in my life over everything. That's what I loved about my parents. We always had them weekly forum meetings with the kids, with my siblings. And my parents say, especially my dad, he'll say, I love mama, And I love Rick, Jim, Joe, Ernest, Dennis, Ruth. I love each and every one of y'all all my heart. But I tell you what, I love my God more. Amen. And you can't separate me from the love of God. He said, I see y'all, all y'all saved, and all y'all going to be with the King one day. So that's what Job did over his kids. He was putting them in them. He was instilling the word of God in them. He showed them how to worship God because he lived a life of worship.
Yes.
It was habitual for him. It was nothing for him to worship God. He put away the Facebook. He put away the Twitter. He put away all the Instagram and wherever all this out there, the internet. He put that down. Like, we got to put away all that stuff. Get into the word of God. Live our lives according to the word of God. We'll never lose if we put God first.
Amen.
He never lost his worship. We'll go to James chapter 5. Sorry. Verse 10. Take my brother, the prophet, who has spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful. He was full of compassion and of tender mercy. God is very compassionate. When we honor the Lord and get, you know, he'll bless us in abundance. And that's what Job did. He held on. That's what he called him, the patience. He had very great patience through all what he went through, all that time, and all his friends were talking about him. You know, people, that's the worst thing that people can do to you. They talk about you while you're going through. They looked at him, what did you do? Why do you deserve it? Just like when I was going through the cancer. You know, they thought, oh, she pregnant? How she going to be over the kids? How she going to teach the choir? How she going to do this and that? They look at you with the eyes of flesh. Yeah. Instead of the heart of God. Instead of praying for me and with me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, they didn't know I was 2 weeks of dying. This is assumed. Like Job's friends did, assume. What did you do to cause all this loss? You must have done something. I don't recognize you. You look, you don't look like yourself. Well, would you? That would be me. I have a problem with my smart mouth sometimes. But Job was a faithful and committed and loyal person who endured grievous sufferings and afflictions. But one thing, his faith remained intact. Yes, he was blameless. Yes, he was upright. He was righteous. He was a man of integrity. He reverently feared the Lord. He had great respect for God. Yes, he turned away from evil. Job said, yes, I know I'm going through, but I'm going to worship my Redeemer. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job said, I know it's difficult. I've been tried in the fire, but I'm going to come out like gold. Although I encountered some hardships, some disappointment, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I love you, God. You don't love God? I love God. I can't live this life without God. Where will we be? We got to look back, look at our lives, and see how far God has brought me.
Yes, yes,
He held on to God's unchanging hand no matter what he went through. He held on to God. I love that saying my father always said, just holding on and I'm looking up. He held on to his unchanging hand. Yes, God blessed him. He gave him double the amount what he lost. He looked to the blesser, not the blessee, what people can give to you. He lifted up the Savior. That's what we must do when we going through. People just backbite, talk about you, your family hurt you, your husband, wife, your kids going haywire. Cover them in the love of God. Worship God. Get your kids together. Let's pray. Let's honor God. Let them see you honoring God in your household, in your car, on your job. They'll see it automatically. If you're living in that life, like how Job did, he walked in worship. He taught worship. He lived his life before everybody by worshiping our God. Everyone stand up. I know it's a lot of people are hurting today, but we serve a God that's a mender of broken hearts. He's a mender because he's a comforter. He is a way maker. He's a peacemaker. Worship him through it all. We can form a line to my left, to your right. Who can do some touch and agree with you? See, we serve a God of restored. He restores. He's a restoration God. He restored everything to you. I don't care if it's your health, your money, your houses, your family, your jobs. He cares about us. He loves us so much.
Love you more than he.